Oh, I know what you're thinking, and believe me, I do sympathize with you, but we can't be children about it. If your cousin Mark Ablett was in the room with this, he indicated the body, this man, then... Who said he was? Said Cayley, jerking his head up suddenly at Antony. You did. I was in the library. Mark went in. He may have come out again. I know nothing. Somebody else may have gone in. Yes, yes, said Antony patiently, as if to a little child. You know your cousin. I don't. Let's agree that he had nothing to do with it. But somebody was in the room when this man was shot, and, well, the police will have to know, don't you think? He looked at the telephone. Or would you rather I did it? Cayley shrugged his shoulders and went to the telephone. May I, look around a bit? Antony nodded toward the open door.
Oh, do, yes.
He sat down and drew the telephone toward him.
You must make allowances for me, Mr. Gillingham. You see, I've known Mark for a very long time. But of course, you're quite right, and I'm merely being stupid.
He took off the receiver.